Victor Lewis here as well, catching us up on all things trending out there in the world. What's happening?
So, Adele is a big deal, right?
Yes.
But the phrasing of this story that I'm looking at is a little strange in that it implies that the entire continent slash country of Australia only got access to one interview with Adele. Only one. Highlander rules. Only one of you is good enough to interview Adele.
She's just one person. There's like 200 countries. You gotta divvy out your time some way.
I suppose. I was kind of thinking along those lines. I'm sure there's a lot of people clamoring for Adele's attention. But anyway, the one interview allowed or that was allotted that a station earned was to Channel 7 and specifically a journalist named Matt Doran. However, if you try and find Matt Doran's interview with Adele, you will not find Matt Doran's interview with Adele.
Did it not go well?
He flew from Australia and met Adele in England and conducted his interview, and she asked him what he thought of her recent album, 30, and he said, I haven't listened to it yet. And then the interview ended, and Sony denied Channel 7 the rights to air or broadcast or publish anything from that interview.
Wow.
Anything with the video, nothing. You cannot do that anymore.
That's intense.
It is a very intense reaction.
I guess.
Would agree with
yeah.
that.
I don't know. I'm trying to think back. Like if I, like when I have a musical guest on the air, sometimes I don't get a chance to hear the album beforehand. Usually because it hasn't been released yet. I mean, like if it's out, then I will have
yeah.
listened to it.
So
but.
That's like where it gets a little bit more interesting. Apparently, Adele personally emailed him a preview link her album, and he just missed the email.
Oh, no.
But he was on a really long flight.
Right.
Man, he had to come all the way from Australia. I'm on the bottom half of the world. Yo, give me some time, Adele.
Get good Wi-Fi on the plane. Did she email it to him like 10 hours before the interview? Because that's not enough time, Adele. Like the interviewer is not at your beck and call. Like you gotta do this at least a couple days in advance. Come on.
These are the things that I would like to know more about regarding this story. But yeah, that is something that is heavily trending in a lot of places. It's mostly trending because Adele fans are just dunking on this guy.
Well, yeah,
they're on his Instagram. They're on the Channel 7 Twitter. They're on everything. And there are enough Adele fan posts to push this pretty firmly in the trending hashtag
section.
Side of
yeah.
things.
I was thinking about this in the context of recently Dante High came out with his new album locally, and we had him on the air, and before he came on, he was on with Skylar Gadaz, and I think that day I listened to the album twice before he came on. But he had sent it to me like a week and a half before, so it's not like I didn't have
time.
Right.
Also, you definitely have to listen to an album more than once to really get a feel for it, in my opinion. Like, you have to let it marinate. You got to hang out with it. You got to listen to it a couple times. I've listened to the new Silk Sonic like 5 times at this point, and I feel like that I understand that I really like it.
It's tough when there's a lot of just material that you have to absorb, and when it comes
totally.
To music, there's so much. Like I've got this live and local library, and I think you know this because we've had this conversation. Like when I'm deciding which songs to play on or which songs to add to the local music library, like there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new songs that come out locally every single month, and I want to be comprehensive and listen to all of them, but I don't have time to listen to every single song all the way through. So I'll give each song a minute. 30 seconds, 45. Like, if it grabs me, great. If not, then we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, which,
like,
it's a curated
list. You kind of have to.
Yeah. You definitely have to. Mm. You have to prioritize your time when you're going over things.
I also check like Spotify to see like which songs are the most played, just to make sure I give those songs like extra listens, because the world can't be all wrong.
Well, while we're talking about Adele / England, I hope that you've seen the thing with Boris Johnson at Peppa Pig. Have you seen anything along these lines?
You know, I really want to say yes, just so you move on.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a terrible story, but no. What's up with Peppa Pig? No. Now I'm intrigued. What's going on?
Well, the cliff notes here is that he was giving a speech to a bunch of business leaders, but he sort of fumbled his notes, and he says, like, blasted. Oh, forgive me, while he's like going through his notes.
Right.
And he loses his notes entirely and he starts freestyling and he says the most English thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, he just starts talking about Peppa Pig world.
All right.
Yesterday I went, as we all must, to Peppa Pig world. And yeah, he just like, it is hilarious. It's a very funny clip and it's very British, just talking about how you must pay your due British diligence and go to Peppa Pig world. And I learned more about Peppa Pig. Apparently Peppa Pig was pitched to British broadcasting companies, probably not the BBC, I don't really know, whatever. The point is, British television, like, mostly turned Peppa Pig down.
Right.
So Peppa Pig is this, like, quintessentially British thing starring a British pig that is not actually British. And now, retroactively, England is trying to, like, reclaim
it.
Of course,
right.
Like, no, this was ours all along.
The whole time.
Yeah.
So there's a Peppa Pig world?
There is a Peppa Pig world.
Is this
world.
Like a theme park, amusement park? Do you go on, like, the Peppa Pig's wild ride?
Well,
or?
I can tell you that Boris Johnson loved it because Peppa
I'm
Pig
sure
world is very much my kind of place.
I'm
it has
sure
very
he did.
Safe streets and discipline in its schools. I told you he was just riffing about Peppa Pig world, and it's very funny.
Good on you, Boris Johnson. Good on you.